from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo inaugurates operation of Batang Integrated Industrial Estate. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin urges Southeast Asian Dais to safeguard Muslim dignity. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the operation of the Batang Integrated Industrial Estate in Central Java on Friday, July the 26th. Which can accommodate industries and factories and create jobs. According to President Joko Widodo, as stated in the YouTube account of the Presidential Secretariat on Friday, Batang Integrated Industrial Estate will become an industrial area that is truly efficient and attractive to investors and open up as many jobs as possible.
Dengan mengucap bismillahirrahmanirrahim, saya resmikan operasional.
By saying bismillahirrahmanirrahim, I inaugurate the operation of the Batang Integrated Industrial Estate in Batang Regency, Central Java Province. Moreover, President Joko Widodo also conveyed that the Batang Industrial Estate was built because of geopolitical tension in 2019 between the United States and China. The president considered at that time there was a great opportunity from the condition of many companies flocking to relocate their industries and factories to countries with good economic growth, low inflation, and good stability and politics. If Indonesia didn't make a quick decision and implement this decision, the opportunity would lose. Moreover, President Joko Widodo is also grateful that Indonesia ranks 27th in the World Competitiveness Index due to good economic performance as well as efficiency for businesses in Indonesia. Batang Integrated Industrial Estate is built on an area of 400 hectares in the first phase and is planned to reach a total area of 4,300 hectares, which will accommodate industries and factories. It is also projected to absorb up to 250,000 workers. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Friday called upon Southeast Asian Dais or Islamic preachers to keep spreading Islamic teachings in a bid to prevent Muslims from becoming a weak and marginalized community. He told the participants of the International Conference for Southeast Asian Dais to strengthen Muslim dignity. Dais should work to guide believers away from any thoughts and conducts that are at odds with Islamic teachings and God's orders. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin viewed that it is important to find a novel solution in a bid to save Muslims that are still consuming non-halal foods and beverages and making economic transactions that violate Islamic law. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has emphasized that Indonesia will not depend on one specific brand for electric car investment in the country. He made the statement in response to lack of clarity from Tesla CEO American investor Elon Musk regarding the establishment of a Tesla electric vehicle or EV factory in Indonesia. On the sidelines of a working visit to Batang, Central Java on Friday, he explained that South Korea's Hyundai has started producing electric cars in Indonesia. There is also existing investment in an electric battery factory in Karawang, West Java. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Communication and Informatics, Nezar Patria, appreciate the role of RRI or RRI, the Indonesian State Radio, in building public trust through critical reporting and representing public problems and aspirations. This was conveyed by Nezar Patria at the launch of the RRI News application at the RRI building in Jakarta on Friday. I often heard criticism arising from a number of news reports that question, for example, social assistance, which doesn't reach here and there, and it is done by RRI. I think it is a good criticism because we capture some of the problems that exist in the community. This also makes public trust in the media, even though it belongs to the government. But it can take a place as a medium for positive communication between the community and the government. Moreover, Nezar Patria also expressed the importance of maintaining RRI's value proposition as a government-owned media as well as a professional media that continues to seek feedback and educate the public. He also emphasized the importance of RRI following digital technology trends to remain relevant and present information more innovatively as the development of RRI News and RRI Digital. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived early Saturday in Laos, where he will attend a regional meeting and hold talks with his Chinese counterpart, part of multi-nation Asia visit aimed at reinforcing ties with regional allies in the face of an increasingly assertive Beijing. As reported by VOA.com, the top U.S. diplomat is due to meet China's Wang Yi on the sidelines of an Association of Southeast Asian Nation or ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting being held in Vientiane, Laos. Blinken has prioritized promoting a free and open Asia-Pacific region, a thinly veiled criticism of China's regional economic, strategic, and territorial ambitions. More than 180,000 Palestinians have fled fierce fighting around the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis in 4 days, the United Nations said Friday, after an Israeli operation to extract captives' bodies from the area. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the UN humanitarian agency OCHA stated that recent intensified hostilities in the Khan Yunis area, more than 9 months into the Israeli-Hamas war, have fueled new waves of internal displacement across Gaza. It said about 182,000 people have been displaced from central and eastern Khan Yunis between Monday and Thursday, and hundreds are stranded in eastern Khan Yunis. Respect-paying ceremonies for General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Nguyen Phu Trong, was held on Friday at Vietnamese embassies and diplomatic representatives' offices in many countries around the world. As quoted by vovworld.vn, in Thailand, delegation of international organizations and foreign embassies, plus Thai ministries, sectors, businessmen, association companies, and overseas Vietnamese, also Buddhist organizations, were present at the ceremony to pay tribute to party leader Trong. In Hungary, Secretary of State of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Economic Relations of Hungary, Bogyarka Ilyes, along with diplomatic delegations of many countries and many others, attended the ceremony in memory of the General Secretary. That was the end of the news. I'm Anda Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from South Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Islands. The South Bangka Regency government, Bangka Belitung Islands province, held a Janur or Yellow Young Coconut Leaf Arrangement competition so that the creativity that has been passed down through the culture is not crushed by time. Head of the South Bangka Education and Culture Office, Elvan Ruliadi, in Toboali Thursday said that special arrangement of Janur has become a tradition and culture in society when holding weddings. It represents values of mutual cooperation, friendship, creativity, and traditional values of a region. He said that it was the first time a Janur arrangement competition held in collaboration with the Malay Customer Institution and the South Bangka Arts Council. The next news comes from Central Java. Researcher from the Center for Prehistoric Archaeology and History Research of the National Research and Innovation Agency, Priyatno Hadi, in a seminar on the traces of human and culture of the Austronesian in the Indonesian archipelago Thursday, revealed the existence of a religious megalithic civilization around 2500 to 200 BC who lived around Mount Slambet, Central Java. Hadi explained that this was proven by the existence of a kind of pattern from the megalithic site, which was an arrangement of large stones found in the Mount Slamet area. Although the megalithic site was not placed at the peak, at that time the building of worship was simply placed by directing the orientation to the peak of the mountain. The discovery of 70 megalithic sites in the Mount Slamet area is proof that megalithic culture has developed widely and is embraced by the people who live in the location at that time. The local people at that time also separated the location of residence and place of worship, which is marked by the discovery of menhirs at megalithic sites on Mount Slamet totaling 231, which are divided into three groups, namely menhir located at the burial sites, worship sites, and in residential areas. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. A number of country representatives attended the opening of the Makassar International AID Festival and Forum, or F8 Makassar, which featured various art and cultural performances in the Losari Beach area of Makassar Wednesday. They came from Malaysia, the United States, Singapore, the Philippines, Japan, Australia, Germany, France, Hong Kong, Brunei Darussalam, India, and France. Some foreign consulate generals in Indonesia, like the U.S. Consul General from Surabaya and the Australian Consul General in Makassar, also attended the event. Acting Governor of South Sulawesi, Professor Zudan Arif Makhrullah, at the opening ceremony invited foreign and domestic guests to participate in growing the economy of Makassar City through Makassar International AID Festival and Forum. Expert staff of the Minister for Innovation and Creativity of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Restok Krishna Kisuma, admitted that the event that has been held since 2016 continues to show its quality from year to year, as proven by its achievements in entering the top 10 national tourism events for the past 5 years. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on July 27, 1953 about the Korean War that ended. The armistice agreement that ended the Korean War signed on July 27, 1953 at Panmunjom, Korean Peninsula. South Korea and the United States with North Korea and China, the two warring camps agreed to an armistice. South Korean President Syng Man-ri refused to sign it but promised to honor the armistice agreement. Launching the official website of the United States National Archives and Records Administration, one of the contents of the agreement is to establish a military armistice commission and other bodies to discuss any violations and to ensure compliance with the terms of the armistice. Let's move to another event on July 27, 1996 about the Great Riots in Jakarta, Indonesia. July 27, 1996 riots were a riot that began with an internal conflict within the Indonesian Political Democratic Party. The incident is also known as Kuda Tuli, which stands for the 27th of July riots. On that day, DPP office of the Indonesian Democratic Party on Jalan Diponegoro, Jakarta was taken over by military force. Kuda Tuli incident is even referred to as one of the darkest events in the history of democracy, especially regarding the dualism of political parties in Indonesia. Previously, Indonesian Democratic Party experienced internal conflict for almost a decade. Megawati's joining the party in 1987 disturbed many parties, especially the New Order government. We end today in history with the event on July 27, commemorated as National Day of River. Since 2011, Indonesia has commemorated National River Day every July 27. The establishment of the day refers to Government Regulation No. 38 of 2011 concerning rivers. As quoted by Indonesia.go.id, through the commemoration of National River Day, it is hoped people will be more concerned about maintaining the cleanliness and sustainability of rivers in Indonesia. Besides, the National River Day is also expected to help the government in the process of healing and restoration of damaged and polluted rivers in Indonesia. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Andai saja bisa kau pahami, layaknya arti cinta sejati. Karena cinta yang sungguh tiada akan pernah mungkin bersyarat.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia targets competitive and sustainable industrial areas. The Indonesian government continues to strive to overcome various challenges in the global economy by strengthening the performance of strategic sectors, including industrial areas. In a statement by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, on Friday, he said over the past 50 years, industrial areas have played a crucial role in attracting large investments, creating millions of jobs, and driving sustainable economic growth both at the national and regional levels. Along with global issues regarding the implementation of green and sustainable industries, industrial areas are now focusing on the development of smart eco-industrial parks, the fourth generation of industrial areas. This concept emphasizes sustainable development, circular economy, and green industry combined with advanced technology. At the Thanksgiving night of the 36th anniversary of the Industrial Area Association and the launching of the book 50 Years of Industrial Areas Building the Country on Thursday, Airlangga Hartarto also emphasized the importance of increasing investment competitiveness amidst tight global competition. He said industrial areas are expected to be able to face challenges such as technological changes and the need to improve the quality of human resources. One of the industrial areas that is expected to increase Indonesia's competitiveness at the global level is the Batang Industrial Area Central Jawa. This hope was conveyed by President Joko Widodo when inaugurating the Batang Integrated Industrial Area on Friday, July the 26th. The President emphasized that the development of the Batang Integrated Industrial Area will not only create new jobs for local people, but will also increase Indonesia's economic competitiveness at the global level. The President also instructed his staff to continue to be active in marketing the area. Quoting president.go.id, the president said that the Batang Integrated Industrial Area will accommodate more than 250,000 workers and has brought in investment of 14 trillion rupiahs. He is also optimistic the existence of this industrial area will be the main attraction for foreign investors. That was My Indonesia Today.
bisa bercinta dengan kamu. Kendati kata-katamu selalu menusuk jantung, melukaiku. Mungkin ku mau memaafkanmu kembali demi cinta yang ada di hatiku, meloloskanmu dari kata pisah. Mungkin sang fajar dan sayap-sayap burung patah menyaksikan kita berseteru, selalu tak pernah damai. Mungkin cintaku terlalu kuat dan menutupi jiwa yang dendam akan kerasmu, sehingga kita bersama. Mungkin ku mau memaafkanmu kembali demi cinta yang ada di hatiku, meloloskanmu dari kata pisah. Mungkin sang fajar dan sayap-sayap burung patah menyaksikan kita berseteru, selalu tak pernah damai. Mungkin cintaku terlalu kuat dan menutupi jiwa yang dendam akan kerasmu, sehingga kita bersama. Mungkin sang fajar dan sayap-sayap burung patah menyaksikan kita berseteru, selalu tak pernah damai. Mungkin cintaku terlalu kuat dan menutupi jiwa yang dendam akan kerasmu, sehingga kita bersama.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, South Kalimantan has successfully attracted a lot of tourists with many interesting natural tourism destinations to visit. One of them is Pengaron Blue Lake, which is located in Sungkai Village, Simpang Empat, Pengaron Sub-District, Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. This lake is one of the amazing natural tourism destinations, and it is somewhat hidden. This lake is famous for stunning exotic beauty and irrepressible charm. Listener, the lake, which was formed from rainwater collected in the former coal mine, is called Pengaron Blue Lake because the color of the water is clear and bright blue. The lake was originally a former mine and is no longer in use. The former mine then creates a new beauty in the form of a lake that has a blue color when viewed from a very close distance. The color contrast looks very amazing, especially with the green background of tropical forest. The clean and calm water of the lake reflects the blue sky, creating a calming and beautiful scene. The lake is also surrounded by high cliff, creating a mesmerizing view. In addition, visitors can also enjoy the natural beauty around the lake by taking a walk around it or sitting back while enjoying the stunning scenery. One of the activities that can be done at Pengaron Blue Lake is taking photography. Photogenic spot around the lake and its cliff offer the opportunity to capture beautiful moments and create stunning photos. The clear water color seems to be able to hypnotize visitors to immediately play water there, swim or soak, enjoy the view, the freshness of the lake water. Listener, to reach Pengaron Blue Lake, which is about 80 km from Banjarmasin, visitors usually travel by route from the nearest city. Although it is located inland, it is easy to reach it because the access to the location has been updated so that it can pass by various types of motor vehicle. That's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Kita bersama-sama, tapi segini saja kah? Entah sampai kapan, entah sampai kapan. Hari ini ku akan menyatakan cinta. Nyatakan cinta.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany. Listener, today's Miscellany informs you about the latest achievement of Indonesia's education. The innovative product Eco Roof Tile, created by architecture students from the Faculty of Engineering at Muhammadiyah University of Surakarta, Central Java, Indonesia, won a gold medal at the International Competition Based on Innovation Development Global Youth Innovators Competition 2024, held in a hybrid way by the Excelter Students Community. The team consists of Lutfia Nur Putri Azizah and Aris Fantriola Rosa, together with Intan Pramesti Rohana STMRK as the supervisor. Lutfia revealed the novelty of Eco Roof Tile is related to the three materials that form it, which are environmentally friendly, very abundant, easy to get, and certainly cheap, namely eggshells, coconut fiber, and sugarcane baggies. The research team believes that Eco Roof Tile innovation can reduce environmental pollution and have the potential to realize environmentally friendly building material technology updates in the future. The Eco Roof Tile innovation comes from the commitment to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, which positions household industrial waste as part of the biosphere chain. By reducing environmental pollution, Eco Roof Tile is expected to be able to promote the health and welfare of its user. Meanwhile, one of the team members, Aris Fantriola Rosa, said Eco Roof Tile could be a new breakthrough for creative economy actors to develop their business and become an economic source. Listener, according to Muhammadiyah University of Surakarta team, the making process of Eco Roof Tile has several stages. The first stage is a problem search analysis that refers to the urgency in Surakarta city. The second one is collecting the waste eggshells, coconut fiber, and sugarcane baggies for the material manufacturing stage. The third stage is how to make and mix the three ingredients into one dough, which has gone through a proportional measuring process. It is hoped that this innovation can be realized as a new breakthrough for building reformers with a series of benefits. Well, listener, that's Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Saat sepi menemaniku saat gundam. Berat hidup ini tanpa diri. Kamu, ku hanya memiliki kamu. Aku rindu setengah mati kepadamu. Sungguh ku ingin kau tahu. Setengah mati. hidup tanpamu. Aku rindu setengah mati kepadamu. Sungguh ku ingin kau tahu aku rindu setengah mati. Aku rindu. Setengah mati. Aku rindu. Setengah padamu, sungguh ku ingin kau tahu, ku tak bisa hidup tanpamu.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Sekecewa Itu or That Disappointed by Afifah. The song composed and popularized by Angga Chandra on November 23, 2023. The song is a representation of the sacrifice of unappreciated love and disappointment, which is overwhelming because it has been betrayed by a lover. The song suggests that to heal a broken heart, someone needs to leave to find another antidote. Well, listener, here is Afifah with the keroncong song Sekecewa Itu. Enjoy!
Untukmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Teringatlah dirimu saat kau bersamaku memulai sebuah arti cinta yang sebenarnya. Dan kita terus melangkah tak terasa semakin jauh. Tanamkan kesejatian hingga kita tak mampu berpisah. Kau kini tak sendiri lagi, dan aku juga telah menjalani seseorang yang mencintaiku. Maafkan keadaan ini, ku tak bisa lagi bersamamu. Tuhanlah yang pasti mengerti, aku tetap menantimu.
Of Indonesia.
Aku pergi bukan berarti tak setia. Cita-cita
mungkin kita harus terpisah. Relakanlah, mungkin ini sudah takdirnya. Ku tak ingin ada benci, ku tak ingin ada caci. Yang aku ingin kita selalu baik-baik saja. Kenangan kita takkan ku lupa. Ketika kita masih bersama, kita pernah menangis, kita pernah tertawa, pernah bahagia bersama. Semua akan selalu ku ingat, semua akan selalu membekas. Kita pernah bersatu dalam satu cinta, dan kini kita harus terpisah. Aku pergi. Oh, oh,
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.